Hey, gang, welcome. We're almost at the end of our previews for this year's WrestleMania Triple X 30. This time, obviously, we're going to cover the Triple H Daniel Bryan match. And
yeah, it's going to be obviously hard not to include this with another with the World Championship match, since they're both tied together. But I do think that you can treat them as separate entities.
Yeah.
Or at least you can treat this one with a separate identity. I'm not maybe so sure about that World Championship match. But
no. Well, this is clearly the CM Punk effect. Because the match was supposed to be Triple H and CM Punk. There's no way around it. So he quit, whatever. Daniel Bryan gets put in his place. The fact that this match is happening is kind of interesting, because, you know, it didn't seem like at the Royal Rumble going all the way back that this was supposed to be the plan at all. That Daniel Bryan wasn't supposed to get into the main of, I'm sorry, that Daniel Bryan was not supposed to be fighting Triple H or facing Triple H. So
right.
I thought, you know, to quench everyone's hatred, or to really simmer everyone's, you know, anger down towards what happened at the Rumble and then Elimination Chamber, I don't think anybody believed Daniel Bryan was going to win the title. I mean, kind of stupid if you do. But I think they've done a pretty good job of building this match up, even if it was just on its own. I think with the way Daniel Bryan was goading him into the match, the Yes Movement, as goofy as that was, Occupy Raw, as goofy as it was, I thought that was kind of effective, actually. It was different. Triple H's beatdown of Daniel Bryan, I thought, was pretty solid. Giving Daniel Bryan off, which we talked about on the Stunt Granny audio last week, pretty ballsy move. And then, you know, this week with Triple H just making fun of Daniel Bryan and showing how he's beating all the people's champs or whatever. I don't know. I think you get a pretty fair assessment of everything. So
I think this one started off, I believe I remember, you know, when we initially started talking about the build-up for this, that it felt awkward because of that gap with CM Punk leaving. Well, it's not there at all. Like, it's the best hyped match to me on the entire card. So.
Yeah. No, it.
So. You know, I it's been great. Like, it started off a little slow and a little wonky, but yeah, he finally got, he goaded Triple H into it, and Triple H retaliated as he should have, really. Like, I mean, I think it's kind of ridiculous in the reality era in trying to have JBL sell the, any other CEO would do this, because I'm sure Steve Jobs, you know, at some point handcuffed his employees and started beating them while
yeah.
While one of the other bosses looked on and cheered him. You know, I think there's a bit of a problem still with how they portray things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the reaction that should have happened. Like, if you want to get people mad at Triple H, a serious beatdown like that is exactly what the doctor ordered.
And
it worked.
That was a serious-ass beatdown, similar to what Brock Lesnar should have been doing to The Undertaker the entire time, but we've already covered that. it got sympathy on Daniel Bryan. I mean, so far he hasn't shown up on Raw while, you know, let the cat out of the bag. We're recording these early because we're traveling.
so, yeah.
You know, the way Triple H has been, you know, just kind of pandering to the people, and it's also given Triple H some of his best mic work in a while, because, you know, outside him fuming at the mouth on it, when Triple H just gets to be a sarcastic dick to the crowd, he's at his best. That stuff is great. When he was talking about whining, and he was doing a little the violin thing, and what the hell was the other thing? He did something else. Oh, when he was just baiting the people when Daniel Bryan didn't win at Elimination Chamber, and he was like, "What's the matter? You didn't get what you wanted?" And the whole thing, it was great. If anything, it finally gave us some good Triple H promos again, getting away from the sort of preview or promos. So I'm all for that.
Right.
On the other side, though, the Yes Movement, but the Occupy Raw thing was really Daniel Bryan's like long-winded or long-form mic work, and it was okay. It was more of the scene than it was him talking.
I think he's done a good job in the delivery department, but that scene itself definitely didn't require much out of him.
Mm-mm.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I guess cheerleading doesn't for the most part. But.
No, yeah.
But I'll go back to what you said. This is going to be the best match of the night.
I said best hype. And I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah,
you're right. It really should be the best match, because if we're going to leave open the possibility that Triple H wins this thing, whoever wrestles...
Wait, what'd you say? Okay, whatever. Right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So the possibility that Triple H will win, okay, sure.
Where was I? Sorry, now that I lost it,
I totally just
of that.
Ran through you.
That and a ringing phone distracted me, which
you
didn't
said
help
keep
at
the
all.
Possibility that Triple H wins this.
Oh, yeah, no, whoever wins the match, you know, probably Daniel Bryan, they're going to be more gassed in the main event. Like, that Batista-Orton third person, more than likely Daniel Bryan, it has got to be the last match. So, I mean, well, and I guess that's kind of the interesting thing about this match is they're going to put it on kind of early. I would imagine, to help out Daniel Bryan to give him as much recovery time as possible in between matches. Or, you know, again, if somehow Triple H decides to book himself to win the match.
I get the feeling we're going to get – it'll be either the – was it starts at 7, right? It's 4 hours.
Correct.
So I get the feeling it'll be the 8 o'clock hour. But I'm trying to figure out who they're going to relegate to the 7 o'clock hour. I mean, Cena, Wyatt, I can't imagine them being that early in the show. Can you? Because you've got 4 matches. Taker, Lesnar, Cena, Wyatt, Triple H, Daniel Bryan, and then the championship match. Everything else is filler.
Yeah, no, well, it's before any of those other matches, any of the other 4 big matches.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be.
They might open up with a couple of, you know, lesser matches and then go from there.
Because
the Divas are usually saved for later.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that they'll be, you know, maybe before the main event, that seems to tend to happen at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it's not quite the next to last match, but it's, you know, kind of in that mix. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if this is on at the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and they've got 2 hours.
Oh, no, it's going to be one of the, you know, the scrub matches that we talked about not being the Divas. So, I mean, I guess that leaves it down to 3.
Yeah.
Actually, it leaves it down to 2 matches. Yeah. If, because the tag match isn't on the card anymore.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, unless they're letting Triple H and Daniel Bryan go a long time.
Yeah, in which case it's still, which is where I started things, which is he's going to be one tired puppy in that main event. So I think that if they go a decent length of time, and they should, just because, you know, I mean, Triple H should put up a fight, and Daniel Bryan should obviously, you know, make the roaring comeback win.
I guess I'm just hoping it is a clean finish, and there's not going to be. This seems either this or the main event seems ripe for a bunch of shenanigans that are totally unnecessary. So I really hope that's not going to be the case. I think
I don't think it would happen in the main event. I do think that they'd do it in this match, since it's going to be earlier on the card.
Yeah, I know, but I kind of hope not. I'm not a Triple H hater, so I want to see what him and Daniel Bryan can do, just like I wanted to see what Triple H and CM Punk could do with a long time. I mean, it'd be great, and Triple H can go a long way towards making Daniel Bryan look ridiculously good and strong going into the main event, or going forward, too.
He does have that power in his hands.
Yeah.
At the current moment. And yeah, no, it should be a good match. Like, Triple H, I guess I'm not going to put him on the top of my list for, like, greatest wrestlers ever, but... No. You know, like, he always seems to be able to deliver good matches, and Daniel Bryan's been delivering good matches with pretty much anything he's touched. So, you know, I don't see any reason why this shouldn't be a good match.
Yeah. No doubt.
Well, I shouldn't even say good match. It should be, well, that's the floor, I should say, is a good match.
Wow, I thought I turned the sound off. Sorry. I would think that yes. I think that's a fair assumption. Ground floor is good. Just stepping in the ring, it should be good. Now, we talked about this a little bit. We can go into prediction time now. I think we both agree Daniel Bryan wins. All right.
Yeah, no, we said it in one of the previous shows. Mm-hmm. Like, if Triple H books himself to win and kills off the Yes Movement, which it really would do, it would be really shocking, and I would probably die of laughter after a moment of shock.
I think I would run across the arena and go find Shahid. Because he would need an escort out the way he would be baiting people after that. I think it would be so worth it. And just like we said, just because we can say...
By the time you get over to where they're sitting, he's already being hauled out by security. Mm-hmm. Just for his own safety.
Or to a hospital. Yeah. It would be quite the sight, but then we all know.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to happen. The possibility is, I suppose, a little more there than that of The Undertaker losing.
Yeah.
But I think the chances are solidly in Daniel Bryan's percentages.
Yeah. You got it. So, all right, gang, so you hear it. There you go. So you know what's coming next. So join us later on today. And you'll find out who we think will win the triple threat match.